Holly Burgess has been singing every Sunday since 1991 at the Little White Chapel in the Ravine, our South End church, which, despite its declaration by the road as non-denominational, collects every denomination in the collection plate passed for tithing right after the incantation of the Lord's Prayer and the ever-popular 23rd Psalm. Yea, though she walks through the valley of death, Holly will sing a joyful noise. Pastors come and go with alarming frequency down at the chapel. It's some kind of ecumenical banishment to the nether regions, apparently. The last reverend, Pastor George, was promoted to some outpost in heathen Kenya, and within a week had packed up his Spartan belongings and his long-suffering, pinch-faced wife Elizabeth, not Liz, a woman who kept to her bed during the winter drizzle, then administered a stern sermon laced with promises of Cotton Mather-style penalties for the sinners in the congregation, and left the South End immediately after the final hymn in a mud-crusted Chevy SUV with a crumpled quarter panel never fixed after a run-in with a six-point buck 4 months prior. Holly and two other robed choir members were the only congregants gathered to wave adios at the pastor's driveway, and, well, she was aghast at the dearth of well-wishers. Perhaps, she wondered aloud to her fellow singing compatriots, that last sermon was overly pointed. She herself was no stranger to sin and venality, but, my Lord, a sea of eternal fire seemed a bit extreme for some harmless gossip. Pastor George was practically apoplectic from the pulpit, the vein on his tanless forehead positively throbbing to the beat of his thumped King James Version, the spine finally splitting open at a particularly vehement whack. Well, she sighed to Kate and Kate's boyfriend Leo, all hands still aloft in farewell to the Padre's departure. Our loss is those poor Africans' gain, I guess. I guess so, Leo agreed, starting to head down to his truck left in the church's rutted parking lot. Kate hesitated a final moment longer, watching the exhaust cloud of Pastor George's SUV dissipate after the car had disappeared up over the hill. You suppose sin is the same over there? She asked. Holly, caught off guard, considered that, started to say of course, then thought maybe she had a point. Something to consider, anyway. Definitely something to consider. Maybe even something to ask the new pastor, if he stayed long enough.